Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're running on a treadmill, chasing happiness but never quite reaching it? You know that feeling when your mind is buzzing with to-do lists, worries about the future, and regrets from the past? Well, I'm here to tell you, there's a secret weapon against all that. A simple yet powerful practice that can actually rewire your brain for positivity and joy. And no, it's not some crazy self-help hack. It's something deeply human, cultivating gratitude and appreciation. Think about it. When was the last time you truly savored a moment? A warm cup of coffee on a crisp morning, a heartfelt laugh with a friend, the feeling of sunshine on your skin? These little things, often overlooked in our whirlwind lives, are actually the building blocks of happiness. And guess what? We can choose to focus on them more often. Here's the deal, folks. Gratitude is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. It's about actively noticing and appreciating the good things in your life, big or small. But let's be real, sometimes that feels easier said than done. Our brains are wired to focus on the negative. It's an evolutionary thing, meant to keep us safe from danger. But here's the twist. We can retrain our brains. So, how do we become masters of gratitude? Here are five powerful strategies you can start using today. 1. Keep a gratitude journal. This is like your brain's happy place. Each day, jot down 3 things you're grateful for, anything from the taste of your morning toast to a supportive friend. Think about it this way. Every time you write something down, you're planting a seed of positivity in your mind, and those seeds can blossom into a whole garden of joy. 2. Practice. Mindful appreciation. Don't just go through the motions. Really savor those little moments. The warmth of the sun on your face. The laughter of loved ones. Even the smell of freshly baked cookies. It's all about being present and fully experiencing the good stuff. 3. Express your gratitude to others. A simple thank you can go a long way. Let people know how much you appreciate them, whether it's your barista making your perfect latte or your friend lending an ear when you need it. Remember, gratitude is contagious. When you express it to others, you're not only brightening their day, but also creating a ripple effect of positivity. 4. Reframe negative thoughts. We all have those moments when our inner critic kicks in, but instead of dwelling on the negative, try to find the silver lining. Was there something you learned from a challenging situation? Did it push you to grow stronger? It's all about shifting your perspective and finding the good even in difficult times. 5. Engage in acts of kindness. Giving back to others is one of the most powerful ways to cultivate gratitude. Volunteer your time, donate to a cause you believe in, or simply offer a helping hand to someone in need. Think about it. When you help others, you're not only making their day, but also creating a sense of purpose and fulfillment for yourself. You know that feeling when you finish a meal and sigh with contentment? That's gratitude at work. It's that deep sense of satisfaction and appreciation for the simple pleasures in life. Let me paint a picture. Imagine this. You're walking home from work, enjoying the fresh air and the golden light of the setting sun. You smile as you remember a funny conversation with your best friend earlier that day. You feel grateful for a warm bed waiting for you at home and the loving support of your family. That, my friends, is the power of cultivating gratitude. Remember those 5 strategies? Now imagine incorporating them into your daily life. Start small. Write down 1 thing you're grateful for each morning. Take a moment to appreciate a beautiful sunset, or simply say, "Thank you," more often. As you practice these techniques, you'll start to notice a shift in your mindset. You'll find yourself feeling happier, more optimistic, and more resilient in the face of challenges. This isn't about ignoring the tough stuff. Life is full of ups and downs. That's just part of the human experience. But by cultivating gratitude, we can choose to focus on the good, even amidst the chaos. So, my challenge to you today is this. Make a conscious effort to practice gratitude every day. Start small, be consistent, and watch as it transforms your life from the inside out. Trust me, your future self will thank you for it. Remember, folks, you've got this. And don't forget to share your own gratitude stories with me on social media. I love hearing how these practices are making a difference in your lives. See you tomorrow for another dose of Dopamine Reset Protocol.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.